You're listening to PodcastJuice.net. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to PodcastJuice.net. This is an impromptu show. We were recording something earlier, but we were talking about the movie Selma. And Q-Storm asked a very good question. I'm going to back it up and let him ask that again to start us into this. This is a very loose conversation, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. See, I'm being put in a position where it sounds like I'm calling somebody out.
Speak up a little bit, sir. I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm being put in a position where I am calling somebody out. I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm just saying one of the members of this panel who doesn't have to incriminate himself by speaking said on Facebook that something to the effect that he will not go to see Selma. And I don't know if he gave a reason or not, but my thing was, you know, this is the first film about Martin Luther King Jr. ever produced out of Hollywood. I think this is a Hollywood feature. And I just think I'm not saying black people have to go see it. We're not a monolithic culture. But I don't know why anyone, particularly of someone of color, would consciously say, I am not going to go see this movie. Why would someone boycott Martin Luther King Jr.?
See, you're going from a preferential position to a full-on boycott. The phrase boycott alone implies and infers there is some political agenda there. There is not.
You want to identify yourself, sir?
We all know who I am. That's right. I said it.
Big Sex.
Big Sex is in the building.
Say it so the FBI now, I can hear you.
My thing is this. I know the story. In fact, someone on Facebook in the thread you're discussing, someone said, open a book. I'm like, there you go. I know the story. I read that book. I read multiple books. I am fully versed in the story. Thus, I don't need to see it again. Now, I'm not saying it's not an important film. I'm not saying people shouldn't see it. I'm saying I'm not seeing it.
Hold on a minute. I mean, you've been reading Marvel Comics, but will you go see those movies?
Not all of them. Want to try me again? No, not all of them.
That wasn't
like
Michael Dean.
This is ones that I haven't seen?
Mike, where'd the white dude come from?
Well, let me back Big Sexy up and say, I had a choice. Now, I'm in a different situation, but I had a choice between two movies, a movie I wanted to see, which was Inherent Vice, and a movie I felt that, or some people felt that I should see, which was Selma. And, you know, I thought long and hard, and I decided that I'm a movie fan first. I want to be entertained. So I went and saw Inherent Vice. And it was nothing against seeing Selma. Had Selma been screened at a separate time or, you know, separate day, I would have gone to have seen it. So at least for me, you know, that was the choice that I made. I know Mr. Dean had clowned me last show and said, go see it like regular people. And I don't have time to see it like regular people. I can't see it during the week because I'm doing other things, screenings and doing the shows and whatnot. And then the weekends.
But hold up a minute. If you don't have the time to see the movie, then how are you watching it?
Well, since this is a recorded show, I will only say that I have a screener copy.
But hold up. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about how you got the movie. I'm talking about you said you didn't have the time to watch it. You didn't say it's a question about how you got the movie. So if you didn't have the time to watch it in general, how do you have the time to watch it now? I don't understand you, Nick.
This Negro's solid. And he's on point, too. I ain't lying. He on point, but he clowned it.
Where's Tori at?
The way that I'm watching it now, I have the luxury of watching it at my own leisure, at my own pace. There are much more other factors involved going out to theater to watch it. First of all, money. I got a child. I probably wouldn't take her. So, you know, I got to secure babysitting, all this, that, and the other. So it's just not as easy for me, at least, to pack up and say, hey, I'm gonna go check this movie out. There's just so many other factors.
Sean, you don't have to filibuster this. I'm explaining. You're defending something that you don't have to defend. You saw the movie, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Well, that's another thing. Are we reviewing it? Because I'm going to make a point to watch it either tonight or tomorrow if we're going to review it on the show. If we're not, then I'll watch it another time.
Okay.
We will be reviewing it.
You're going to watch the movie, right?
What?
You plan on watching the movie, right?
Yeah, at some point, yes.
Okay, so I don't think your position, your situation is necessarily germane to what I was saying to Big Sexy. He's saying he's not going to watch the movie.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's, so you're cool, bro.
he's cool, bro.
I'm just trying to understand here's the question again. Why would a person of color not see the movie? Even though, I mean, I know about World War II, the Holocaust, the slave trade. I still watch Roots, Holocaust, Schindler's List.
That was different. Roots was different.
I know about Martin Luther King. I still watch Jeffrey Wright portray him in Boycott, and he killed it. So just because I read the book, I don't see why I wouldn't support this film. I'm not criticizing. I'm just trying to understand.
Well, for me, it's not that I want to have a lack of support for the film. It's just that my time is limited. I'm going to go with my time is limited.
He's single.
Who's single?
And he said his time is limited. Okay.
Well, he's doing his thing, man. You know.
Thank you, homeboy. Like, you don't know what I'd be getting into.
Hey,
but
you, he's just saying, we're not single or young, right?
Thank you. It's like my time is limited, and I don't want to do it on a film that gonna make me feel, to quote unquote, with the youngest say, some type of way. The youngest. No, I don't use that in my normal vernacular. My problem with why I don't want to go see Selma is I'm an educated man. I've read the books. I've seen the documentary. I know the history. You're not about to tell me anything I don't already know, other than I'm going to see someone portray these characters that I've seen, that I've heard and read about. Now, to somebody's point that this could be for the new generation, this could be for an older generation to take their kids and their youth. Thankfully, at the moment, I have no children to do that with. I have no youngin' nieces and nephews that I can go take to this movie. So, I don't have that. But the main point is I just feel like it's just not a movie I want to go to the theater and sit through, as I don't feel I'll be entertained by it for two and a half hours.
Well, that's a good point, because with the whole thing almost 2 years now, The Butler, you know, I had a discussion with a friend of mine on Facebook. He had posted that a church in his area was where they were paying for the congregation to go see it. And I said, well, I hope the movie's good. And he said, it's not a matter of it being good. It's a matter of it being an important story. And I'm like, so you're going to want to go take your time out to see a bad movie? That doesn't make any sense to me as a – not just as a movie fan or movie critic, but as just as a person. I don't want to spend 2 hours watching a ton of crap like I did – well, I won't say The Butler was a ton of crap, but it wasn't that good. You know, that was time I could have been doing something else.
I'm gonna turn into Red Leader. I'm gonna turn into Red Leader again.
Stay
on target.
What do you stay on target?
You asked a great question. You said, "Did you see Malcolm X?"
Yes, I did see Malcolm X. And guess what?
That was 3 hours long. Okay. What are you guys talking about? Then you don't have time to go see. It's too
long. Okay, sir, if you let me finish. I saw Malcolm X when I was in the 10th grade. So anytime my mom and my brother was going to take me to the movie theater, I was going to go. And second of all, I had no idea who Malcolm X was at the time. So this was... I just said middle school.
It gets worse.
He's using the Paul McCartney method.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. You said you were in the 10th grade?
Middle school. I was about in the 8th grade.
You were 13 years old.
Yeah, about 13 years old. And no,
and
I was
not. Know who Malcolm X was. Is that what you're telling me?
Why is that so hard to believe? Have you read our history books? Do they really have Malcolm X in there?
No, they
not. All they talk about was Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King having a dream, and a boycott, and we were slaves.
I tell you what, I was probably 10 years old when Roots, The Next Generation came out. I saw that, and they had a whole section about Malcolm X in there. I knew who he was from that.
Well, I didn't see. 10 Roots. Yeah, 6. I didn't see Roots: The Next Generation. I saw the first Roots. I didn't get a chance. Remember, this is back. This is before DVRs and easy access to VHSs. So
easy access to VHS.
Mike, talk to him, please. This is why we can't be great.
Well, let me piggyback on the Malcolm X, because I didn't see Malcolm X in the theater. Although Spike Lee said, you know, you should take the day off work and go to school and all that. I was in college at the time when it came out, and again, I didn't have the luxury or the money to go see it. So man, when it came out on video, when I was in college, yeah, I probably should use this reference, but what Cliff Huxtable told his kids, my parents told me, we're rich, you're not.
Thank you. Yes.
I still don't think I've gotten an answer to my question.
What's the question? Because I keep trying to ask, but then you say I'm off target. So what's the question?
Well, I think you are off target, because the question I'm asking, once again, is why would – Big Sexy, I'm not trying to call you out, but why would someone say, I am not going to see this movie consciously? You guys are telling me
– Anthony answered it for you.
What did you say?
Anthony said, I'll paraphrase Anthony. I don't want to step on Anthony's response, but Anthony made it very clear. Just like him, I have read the books. I know the story. I will not see any retelling of a story that I already know have any entertainment value for me. Now, that could be said about anything. Like, would I go see another reboot of Fill in the blank? No, I would not.
Reboot. So,
it's the only thing I don't understand.
It's a retelling. That's all it is.
This is David Duke, by the way. Now, it's funny that the American black man, he won't go see his own movies, but they'd be quick to go see Lord of the Rings.
Didn't see that.
The Hobbit.
Didn't see that.
The Avengers, whatever. These are stories you've heard before, Spider-Man, whatever it is. But it's an interesting sense that when it comes to movies that are about the quote-unquote black struggle, some blacks, maybe because they're fed up with these types of stories, whatever it may be, they don't want to see them off the rip.
I'm tired of the struggle.
I'm going to say this. Did any of y'all see, Big Sexy particularly, did you see, let me just get this all out. Did you see Malcolm X?
Yes.
Did you watch Roots? Did you watch Schindler's List?
Yes.
Did you see the telemovie Holocaust?
No.
Did you see what was that World War II movie that might what was the name of that movie with Ben Affleck?
Pearl Harbor.
No, I did.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
If you saw one of those five movies, I don't understand that logic.
And the thing I think
a lot of it is because a lot of us, I think those movies are painful to black people. And I don't think everybody wants to admit that, but they don't want to see that struggle. Because you don't normally get, if this was a movie about any other culture, they run out and see it in droves.
No. Schindler's List?
I'm talking about the people, the Jewish people. You'll probably never hear them say, oh, we ain't going to go see that movie. I don't want to. They'll be the first ones, if the only ones, good or bad, they will support it.
And so, you know what, Mike? You're right, Mike. And they will also be the ones in the theaters watching Fruitvale Station.
Yep.
They'll be the ones in the theaters watching Malcolm X. They'll be the ones in the theaters watching.
They won't be in for Malcolm X.
Huh? Oh, no, they will. Yes, they will.
I went to see Malcolm X with four of my white coworkers. None of the black ones wanted to come.
Were they
actually
Jewish, though?
They also go see Top 5.
They were Jewish. They were white.
They go see Top 5. When I went to see Top 5, it was all older white folks in there. But the other thing I'll say this, the one movie black folks will always go out to support, and I'm not throwing all you guys in this, I'm just being funny. But we will go see the comedy entertainment sort of black movies, and generally we'll rush out to see the Christian-based movies. But when it comes to our struggle movies, we won't go see those. We'll make up all kinds of reasons why we won't. It's not entertaining.
Who saw Django Unchained?
I bootlegged it. I'm proud to say I bootlegged it.
12 Years a Slave. Who saw that?
I saw it.
Fell asleep.
Didn't see it.
You paid to go see it?
No. It was on the plane. I fell asleep trying to watch it on the plane.
God damn.
That's different.
I didn't pay for that movie. That was a freebie. That was an add-in.
Let me say this. Last year, I don't know if you guys remember, you know, of course, my favorite film, not last year, 2013, was Fruitvale Station. I championed that movie everywhere I went. Everybody I talked to, if you see any movie this year, see that film, right? And the film did bupkis. No, there was no big push to go, at least that I saw, for people, you know, you got to go see this or you aren't black. Are we going to pull your black card if you don't go see this movie? This was an important story of a real life figure to tell. I mean, it may not have been the, you know, story that people want to see.
Historical type of movie.
No, it's not historical. No, but it's still an important story that needs to be told and people should see. So I don't see what it is any difference.
What's the difference between that and a Get It Up? Again, we didn't go see Get It Up, and we should have. We'll make up all the reasons why we didn't see it. But the fact of the matter is we didn't go support that movie. And it's a shame because I'm not saying it's the best movie of all time. It's not. But it's our iconic hero. It is our story.
You know, I'm not under the schooling that you should just go see a movie because it has black people in it. That's just me.
I'm not going to run out and watch all the Tyler Perry movies either. Exactly, but we're not talking about all the other black movies. We're talking about James Brown. We're talking about Martin Luther King. So yeah, those are iconic sort of people.
But like, let's because I think Get On Up got mixed reviews from all of us. I think the three of us that saw it, right? So
hold on. Let's clarify that. The story got mixed. The structure got mixed reviews. The performance of Chadwick Boseman as James Brown, 50 out of 10.
That's a mixed review. you're giving the story.
So what? What's your point then? What's your point?
Well, my point is that Mike's saying that people should have gone to see it. But my thing is that it wasn't that good of a movie. So you're going to go see a movie that you're not going to have.
How would you know that until you see it?
Well, if you read hillstreetviews.blogspot.com or listen to Podcast Juice.
But see, that's the thing. And we always say on Podcast Juice to go see it for yourself. But I always say it again. Like he said, though, if you've never gone to see it, a lot of us aren't saying we're not seeing it because it ain't a good movie. A lot of us haven't. If you read the reviews on Selma, it's best movie of the year, right? It's damn near 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I've seen the movie. I liked it. But I don't think that's why we're not going to see this movie, because they think it's not as good. It hasn't gotten mixed reviews, right?
It hasn't. And it hasn't opened yet. It doesn't officially
open. Well, it has opened tomorrow. In a lot of other cities.
It's going to open tomorrow.
Well, that's just for Oscar purposes. But
going to see it ain't got nothing to do with mixed reviews.
Well, because no one's not gone to see it. Hasn't had a wide release yet.
It's got 79 reviews at last week when I read it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's
100% across the board.
That's from critics. Yeah, I'm not done. Who are people? I saw that too.
Right. That's where the reviews are coming from. Critics.
Right, but it hasn't opened to the public yet. Well, it has, but hasn't. It got a limited release.
Why are we arguing this? I don't understand.
I don't know. Oh, I'm just saying that I don't think it has anything to do with the reviews why we're not going to see these movies. Because a lot of black casted movies have terrible reviews, but black people go in droves to go see Tyler Perry. So I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, what was that god-awful No Good Deed?
And people went out to go see that, and it was horrible.
It was terrible.
Right, yeah, and it has nothing to do. That's what I'm saying. They went to go see it. It has nothing to do with the reviews.
Guys, can we let's focus for a sec? You're comparing No Good. How can we compare No Good Deeds to a movie about Martin Luther King? It's exactly. I see what you're trying to do. Not what you're trying to do. Like, I see what you're trying to say here. But this, we're talking about a pivotal figure in our culture and our history, and
American history.
Can I finish? There's no way I'm going to compare Martin Luther King as the the value of going to go see that movie as to No Good Deeds because it got bad review. I'll be honest. I'll stick it out. I'll be the controversy brother again. This movie could get the worst reviews in the world. I'm still going to go see it. There,
and that's your right to do so. That's, I mean, and that's fine. But see, for me, again, I don't differentiate between going to see Selma or going to see No Good Deed. To me, you're going to see a movie, period, end of story. Unless it was a documentary, that's different. It's a movie. So I'm not looking at it at the aspects of probably, for me at least, I'm not speaking for anybody else. I'm looking at how is it written, how's the story, what are the characters, you know, that kind of thing. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, is it a good movie? That's all I care about. The you know, the historical lesson, fine. If I learn something, I learn something. Probably not, because I, you know most of the story anyway. So I'm looking at it purely as a cinematic movie-going experience. Okay. Is it a good movie?
Sean, let me ask you this now. So this movie stars, I might butcher his last name, David Oyelowo. It stars Tom Wilkinson. Oprah Winfrey's in it. Now, those three people right there, I don't see why you as a reviewer are not saying, oh, I must go see this film. Because those are three fucking hard hitters in terms of acting.
Oprah?
Yes, I said, what?
I said it. Please.
You think she's horrible in her movies that she's in?
Do I think she's a hard hitter? Hell no.
I'm talking about in acting. I don't know what Color Purple you saw, but the one I saw, I think she was nominated for an Oscar.
Did you see Beloved?
I saw Beloved. I thought she was excellent. It wasn't a great movie.
Did you see The Women of Brewster Place?
Huh?
Did you see The Women of Brewster Place?
I saw that. Again, she was good. I don't know if the whole thing was.
Okay, Oprah's not a box office draw for me. Sorry, I'm not. Ooh, Oprah's in the movie? Well, shit. Let me drop everything and go see this movie.
No, but she's not horrible either.
But she's not again, a box office draw.
We're getting off the point.
Oprah is a talk show host, not an actress.
I didn't say.
We're getting off point again. But
stay on target. I didn't say she was a heavy hitter in Hollywood. I said she's a hard hitting in terms of her acting ability. There's no way you can't tell me that she didn't knock it out of the park in Color Purple, in Beloved. Those are the only two films.
I liked her in The Butler. I thought she was good.
Okay. All right. Scenes with Terrence Howard. There were all this Oscar buzz about her being nominated, and she was robbed for The Butler. And I said in my review before this started that she is just okay in the movie. She's nothing great. And that was part of the problem, was her character was underwritten. That was kind of the main thing. And her character did stuff that, for me, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But, again, that's me. So I didn't think that her role in that film was anything special. And I didn't feel she got robbed for an Oscar nomination.
Okay, let's go back to the point, though. Let's go back to the point. Let's go back to the point, though.
Yeah, the point – Sean, seriously – I don't understand how you can't see David Oyelowo. Forget about Oprah, okay? It's a losing battle on that one. David Oyelowo and Tom Wilkinson. I don't see how that doesn't get you in the seat right there.
Didn't I just say I'm seeing the movie tomorrow? So I'm seeing it. So, but it's not any more important to me seeing that movie than say, all right, like, again, I chose to see Inherent Vice overseeing Selma because I love Paul Thomas Anderson as a director so much. So that to me was more important than it overrode seeing those people in that in Selma.
See, the only thing I'm gonna say, I want to hear from Ann Poole, but let me say this real quick. Let me say the only thing is, and I'm not. Let's be clear. I'm not coming against nobody, but I think it's a problem, in my opinion, because we do have personal choices. But I think a lot of us sort of fall in the line with what Sean was saying, is we don't see it as anything other than a movie. And that, not to say that you have to, but I know other different cultures, when there are movies or stories about their situation, or even, and sadly to say, even about our situations, they don't see it as just a movie. They actually take it serious. Like, they will go to see it, not because it, I ain't gonna trip over the act. This is an important story. I gotta go see that. It ain't just the entertainment thing for us. And I think that's something that we need to sort of look at ourselves and say, you know what? Maybe we should be just taking it a little more serious. We don't always have to judge it well, that's not going to entertain me, or I don't care for that actor, because I think at some level for us to get sort of the respect and the power and unity that we want, we'll have to sort of fall together a little bit. And even if we don't think it is as good as, I don't know, Lincoln, or if it's had some other person's name attached to it, we wouldn't even have this conversation. We should automatically go to these movies because it is actually bigger than what we think. I think Hollywood looks at it, when they don't see us show up, they see it. Oh, well, they don't want to see that stuff.
Exactly.
And so they're not going.
1,000%.
They're not going. So we ain't going to make it because y'all don't even go. Now, y'all turn out for Kevin Hart, Coonan. So we will continue to punt that. Well, no, I'm just saying, I'm saying in general. I'm not saying specifically. I'm just saying generally. But the other cultures, they will turn out for the movies. They'll turn out for American Sniper. They'll turn out for Selma. Ultimately, America will probably turn out for this because Martin Luther King is an American icon. It's just that he's probably more of an icon to them than he is to us, which is somewhat sad to me.
But go ahead. Wow, what? No.
He's right. He's right. He's right.
From a white guilt male perspective? Right. Yes. I'm in Seattle, Washington. They renamed King County to Martin Luther King County. And there ain't even no black people living here. So to them, he's the hero.
You know what Martin Luther King is to black people now? He's a face to throw up on flyers for the
New Year's Eve party.
Party.
Martin Luther King Day party.
Right. That's what he is. And this goes back to what I was saying before. We are being made irrelevant, and we are sticking our own knife in our. Well, that's a horrible metaphor. We are partly to blame for that. I'm conspiracy brother speaking. I'll take it. Give it to me. This is amazing to me.
Go ahead, Ant.
Nah, I was just pausing a cue for that line. That's all.
Which line was that?
Give it to me hard, what you said?
I didn't say that. You are a homework erotic dude, bro.
we're trying to get into some Afrocentric talk, and he doing gay jokes. Nah, I'm just messing with you. You know what I'm
saying? That was not a gay joke.
I'm just playing
much,
with
but,
you.
But he's still watching Empire, I guess.
That's definitely what I ain't doing.
but we made time to watch that.
Yeah, we'll go see David Oyelowo in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, but when he's getting his starring role,
I didn't see that either.
Martin Luther King in Selma.
I didn't go see David. Old boy, there. I'm gonna let that be known.
Can't even say the dude's name.
David, old boy.
Now he's a boy. He's a boy.
Oh, here we go.
And as far as Empire, I know this is kind of off topic. I mean, I watched the show because of this show. I knew we were going to be reviewing it, so I wanted
but
to see
we gonna,
so
you don't think we're not going to talk about Selma?
Come well, on, course, well, with the Facebook, there were, what, three people who weren't going to see it, so I'm like, okay.
Which is why we're talking about it now.
Yo, Sean, let me help you out. Well, that was different.
Man, I'm going to need you to go sit way over there.
can I just say this? Let me just tell you. What makes me want to see this movie, what I think makes this a must-see film, okay? The fact that those three actors and two actors and actress are in the film, the fact that it's being directed by a black female, the fact that the story centers around probably the most prominent black, I'll say black leader of the 20th century, the fact that it takes place and the fact that the drama writes itself. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't know how people would not flock to this film. That's just me.
Well, let me just say this. The Butler had Forrest Whitaker. It had Oprah. It had Cuba. Well, maybe that's not a selling point. But, you know, it had a powerhouse cast behind it. But. For me, ultimately, the movie fell flat. So,
what did it? Hold on, Sean. See, here you go again. Did that film send? I didn't see that movie either. But did
Wait,
that?
What?
Film, well, you should have, sir. How you going? Now you see, you done messed it up. Now,
I was.
Damn it, man!
This nigga here.
Damn it! Oh, my brothers.
Hey, what? sometimes I just, okay, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. Are y'all done?
You pulled the Cosby on us, didn't you?
Are y'all done? Are you done?
Pull your pants up.
Let me know when you're done.
You shouldn't have extramarital sex.
John's still over there grinning.
Shouldn't have extramarital sex, but I
know. I'm sorry, that's just...
Okay.
You spent the past hour preaching us about going to see the movie, but you didn't even go see The Butler.
I did. I saw just about every other film that came out. I didn't see. I didn't see.
That's
Butler.
Now that is different. See.
I was gonna say QN. That's different.
Yeah,
that's different. Go ahead.
Well, anyway,
just take the L, Q.
No.
Just take that L, so we can keep talking.
No.
Because you're making it bigger.
I didn't see that movie, but the point I'm making is that did that movie, as I said about Selma, did it have as one of its lead characters a like Malcolm X or Martin Luther King?
Okay.
Did it have a critical figure of Black history as one of the lead characters? Answer that question.
I would agree with that point. Okay. Though I would say that this was a figure that I never had heard of. But he's a real dude, and he was there in the White House, and he did see a lot. But I understand what you're saying.
I'm being honest by saying I didn't see the movie. That doesn't mean I don't think I should have. I do take what's the word? I will admit I hadn't seen it, but I realize that's a flaw that I had. I'm not saying, well, I didn't want to see it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I should have seen it. I hadn't.
If you didn't see it, you didn't want to see it. It's that simple.
No. It's not that I didn't want to see it. It's just, like you guys were saying, I didn't have time, this and that. But I should see it. I will not say like other people on the panel, I am not going to see this movie. I will see the movie.
See, again, you are getting all militant and belligerent. I'm not going to see it. That's not what I said. All I said was, I know the story. I will not find this entertaining. It does not speak to me. That's all I said.
How do you justify all the other movies you've seen where you know the story?
I'm all sorry. Name three that you justify that I have seen where I know the story. You had your little list. I didn't see half of those movies.
It's true. Okay, because you knew the story.
Yes.
All right, then I'll go to Michael's point then. You know the story of Avengers, right?
Very well.
So why would you go see that movie?
Because that's not the story of the Avengers, first of all.
Huh?
That's not the story of the Avengers.
What's not the story of Avengers?
Well, first of all, if you're going to have the story of the Avengers, where is Hank, Ant-Man, and, you know,
Watson? Lord.
So it's not the same story. Try again.
All right.
He's right, though. He is right.
I guess it's enough laughter to go around at everybody, because that was funny.
Doesn't mean I'm wrong, though.
Come on, Mark. Seriously.
Try again.
Now, you can try to.
But
pull
you know,
his...
you could argue that on Malcolm X. You could probably argue that on any biopic that is not totally accurate to depicting of the book.
And going to Malcolm X, I hadn't read the autobiography at that point, so that's why I was curious. Also, because of the Malcolm X controversy around making the film, I wanted to see what Spike was going to do, because from what I understand, my film guys can weigh in on this. Spike wasn't the first choice to direct this film. And Spike made a big stink about it, got it financed among his own friends and acquaintances, and made it happen. Is that true?
Yeah. True.
It's
kind of true.
What does any of that have to do with what we're talking about?
And I like watching Spike Lee stuff.
How does that factor into what we're talking about, the context of what we're talking about?
You're asking a question about what he had seen versus... what he knew before.
I know, but what does that have to do that Spike Lee, there was a big controversy? That sounds like what the
That's just telling you that I did not know the story that he was going to tell at that time.
For me, unlike Selma, Malcolm X, his story was something totally new to me. I had just been exposed to him within a year, didn't get around to reading the book, and I wanted to see the film. Call it laziness.
Well,
I don't
know.
People have, you know, limited discretionary income. To tell people what to do with their discretionary income, their discretionary time, you know,
Sean, let me go on record and saying, if you are so poor, not you, but if a person is so poor that they can't go to the theater, then I'm not.
Have you been to the theater lately?
Hey, this cat drops what, $75 on Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, thank you.
What?
Yeah, I dropped $60 for Hunger Games for a family of four. Thank you very much. And I don't think
you're going to be taking your kids to go see. Y'all, come on. You're not going to take kids to go see Selma.
Oh, you should, but you probably. Yeah, well, the thing is, you will go run out and go watch Hunger Games, which is based on a book.
Kids to go see Selma, where I'm sure there's going to be some measure of violence. I'm not saying
PG-13.
That.
I mean, huh? I don't know. It's PG-13, as far as I know.
Yeah, but PG-13. What makes it PG-13? It's 13 and under. Probably should not be escorted into the theater.
Having seen this movie, I would say if you can take a kid to any other violent type of thing,
you
could take him to this. Now, I will say the thing about this is 100%. Well, this is real, so they may be shocked that this stuff is happening or has happened, and you may have to explain to them this is something that happened in the past. You know, and these are real people, and yeah, that woman is real. I mean, and even at the end of it, you know, they show you what happened to some of these people. But I think that it's something that's not a frivolous thing. It's something that's education and it's history. So I think it should be seen just based off of that alone.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying, Aunt Pooh was talking about he spent $60. I don't know how young those kids were. I got the sense they were under the age of 13.
Yes,
so
yes, they were.
I would not say you should take those kids to see Selma, so your $60 complaint does not play here because you wouldn't take them anyway.
Well, no, I was just saying in general. The movie's
going to experience. Anyway. You had an agenda anyway, man. Come on now. We both know.
Now we're talking about, okay, I'm not going to say what we're
talking. Wow. Anyway. She may be listening, so let's move on.
Aha!
Hilarious.
Let's get on off that, sirs.
I'm trying to remember what there was a black movie. It was The Butler. I remember when me and Tori went to go see The Butler, and I mean, we had commented on this during the show last time. There was a older white couple in there. Like, they must have been grandparents, but they had brought their kids, their grandkids, in there. And I remember them when they were walking out. I kind of heard them. You know, we wanted them to see this, and I was like, "That's very interesting." Like, this is, you know, one would argue that's not necessarily their story. You know, this is about a guy coming out of his parents were picking cotton and got raped in the cotton fields and how he went to work for the government and all this stuff. But I'm like, man, they took the time to take their young ones to go see it. They didn't give no excuses. You know what I mean? Like, and there's many other movies they could have went to go see at that time. Probably family oriented, just entertainment type stuff. So it's interesting, like, again, it seems like we sort of do this, but other people don't. And that's the thing that always just catches me. Like, damn, we don't really give a damn. We'll come up with all kind of stuff, and it could be legitimate. But then we always wonder, why is it? Well, hey, it starts with y'all. And your money speaks for you. You can have all the reasons, but at the end of the day, they don't care about those reasons. They care about the box office and who's in the seats.
Well, what I was expressed upon you last night was, I want to see some news stories. There are. I'm like, I want to hear about. I was like, okay, Selma, I get it. Very powerful figure. It was a very important moment in history. But I know that story. I've seen the documentary. I've read the book.
You want Ferguson, the movie.
No, I was telling Mike, how about Black Wall Street? The
why would they make that if you can't come out and see this?
Exactly.
Why are they going to do that?
Well, I'm just letting you know what I would.
I know. I understand. I want those movies too. But at the end of the day, we know this is a business.
That's what people think.
Yeah, this is a business. And they were like, well, we're not making no other movies if y'all ain't going to go see this. And so that's why they say what they will go see is Kevin Hart and Connery. So we'll continue to make the movies that you want to go see.
And see, that's a fair saying, coonery. Like, come on, man. Like, come on.
Well, let me tell you this. I love the fact that there's a movie out by a black female director about Martin Luther King, and this dude just said, I'm not going to go see that, but I expect them to produce a movie about Black Wall Street. Come on.
Apparently, Sony, our favorite company, they apparently are afraid of The Wedding Ringer because they did not invite critics to any of the screenings for it. So that usually means turkey.
It probably
also,
is.
Also, they didn't screen Take Two.
But they didn't got. But will that stop the normal Kevin Hart viewer from going?
No. Just like Taken 3, I know kind of off topic. But Taken 3 wasn't screened for critics either, which that kind of surprised
me.
But.
Neither was No Good Deeds. And what was that number one movie? Because they know you will go. I'm not saying you, but they know black people's going. They going to be there. Reviews mean
nothing. Their reasoning was bullshit. Oh, we don't want the twist to get out. Like, you knew you had the twist before you. I mean, they had screenings scheduled. They canceled them like that week. I'm like, okay, but you knew you had this screen or this twist. You know, when you scheduled the screening, what changed? No, what changed was the few little test screenings that everyone said this movie's crap. And it was crap. And it was number one. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Any last words on this?
Red Leader sitting here working overtime. I don't know what any of that had to do with Martin Luther King and the price of tea.
It all ties in together. It all ties together.
Okay. All right.
To quote the Avengers, it's all connected.
There you go. Well, I say go see it, man. Even if you watch it at home, whatever. It was a decent movie. It definitely will make you feel like something. And I don't think people should not want to see movies because they don't want to be felt like. It might make you angry. It might make you whatever. But I think those are the best kind of movies that at least elicit some sort of emotion out of you. Even if you. There's a lot of terrible movies that elicit nothing out of you, but you sit down and watch them anyway. And you're like, I'll never watch that again. But you don't write off the whole genre.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm committed to seeing it tomorrow night. It's rushed into production, so to speak, because I want to be prepared for Saturday. So I'm definitely watching it tomorrow night.
I want to ask Aunt Pooh.
Yes, sir.
And Big Sexy this question.
Yep.
So what was it? And you might, I mean, maybe you prove me wrong, make me look stupid, whatever. What was the Selma thing about?
I'm sorry, are we doing what after school homework now?
It's just a question. You're an attorney, and you're gonna get offended by a question?
Whoa!
Come on.
I am not offended, my young friend. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling me young. I appreciate it. I'm only 2 years younger than you. Okay. So tell me what the song. I'm just curious. You said you know the story. That's why you're not going to see the film. I just want to see if you know the story. That's all.
It was the Selma Bridge thing where they decided to defiantly march against. Was it a Sheriff Ward or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds like a man who has a deep knowledge.
I never said I had a deep knowledge, but it was the Sheriff Ward that defied them not to go marching in Selma, Montgomery County, correct? Mm-hmm. And it was a big mass. I want to call it a massacre because there was a lot of people that was injured where they sicked the dogs and the police and the hoses on them as they peacefully marched. I think it was a stretch of 50 miles, correct?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would say you have sort of the general synopsis, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
You should watch it because you're going to find a lot of the intricacies and different things that I think are interesting.
And I think what made it more memorable is the whole thing was filmed on television, so everybody saw all the brutality going on.
Yeah.
Well, Ampu, I give you props for relaying that part of the story, but if you saw a documentary, I would think, you know, maybe you could come a little bit stronger than that. But hey, cool. That's cool.
You know what? It's like this, man.
Look here, homeboy.
Uh-oh. Come on with it.
My UCLA degree says history. So
he went there.
What's that so, mean? And what? So, say Black History?
Mm. No, sir. It does not.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't. Okay.
Actually, it's constitutional law, but no.
What the? Okay.
Yes, this.
First, it was history. Now it's constitutional law. Which
constitutional is? Law history? Fucker down.
Man, got the F bomb.
Like, why are you trying to be so obtuse?
I'm going
to
say that in court. Constitutional law history, fucker.
Now, see, I was trying to give you some play, but now you're going to come with that bullshit about you know the story. It was about some black people crossing the bridge, and they stick dogs on niggas every time, everywhere. So, all right, you won't come like that.
Well, I had to come with details. I mean, sir,
no. Don't want no details.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you got the, okay, how about dogs, this? A bunch of Negroes got their ass whipped by the police. How about that?
They stick dogs and fire hoses on black people every time they marched. So,
and it's also about the president. It's also about the president and Martin.
The Voting Rights Act.
Yeah, it's about the relationship between Martin Luther King and the president. It's about how Martin tried to get other blacks to follow what he was talking about. It's how some blacks were not really with it. It's also got the thing with Malcolm and Martin in there, which I didn't really know about. And the conversations Malcolm has with Martin's wife, and then what did Malcolm think about that? It's very interesting. It's an interesting movie, man.
Okay, but that's not exactly the Selma.
What's about a little bit
March
more than that?
Bridge. So that's what I was specifically speaking on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say you might want to go see the movie because it's bigger than the general synopsis that you've said, right? It's a little deeper than that. That's all I'm saying. You maybe don't know these other things.
Well, you all had the movie, so do with it as you wish.
There you go. You know what? This is a good conversation. We're going to wrap it, but real quick, any last things you want to say about this?
I'm ready to see the movie.
There you go. Go ahead, Ant.
Q Storm doesn't care about black people.
Well, I could be a ratchet youngster and say, fuck you. Mm. But I'm not going to do that.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you love it? Don't you love it? All right, we have some interesting conversation, and I hope you do find it interesting. I hope that you can let us know, what do you think about Selma and like-minded movies? 12 Years a Slave, The Butler, these sort of slave struggle movies. I want to hear what you guys think about this. Should you go see it? Should you be shamed into seeing it? Let us know, right?
I love the way you said that. You said that like you want them to be shamed.
Well, maybe I do. It ain't gonna hurt you. I know that. There's a lot of things you could go see, and there's a lot of things that we spend our time on. So I'm saying, hey, this ain't gonna hurt you. But we'll go back and keep watching The Wire. All right. That guy had a laugh. I'm on my Bill O'Reilly. I'm on my Bill O'Reilly.
Shots fired, huh, sir?
Bill O'Reilly gets the last word, the last shot. And Pooh, where can I find you? Besides watching Wire.
I was going to say something, but I knew Q would probably get all hot about it. So I'll just say Instagram and Twitter at And Pooh.
What were you going to say?
Nah,
go ahead.
Take that off air. Oh. I was going to say Saturday I'll be getting in Q's ass, but, you know.
Huh?
You would take that to both.
And you didn't say pause.
Pause.
Jesus Lord.
Hey, Ant. I was listening to the show, and you know, you kind of treaded. You were cool with the, you know, all of us have maybe tried on our mom's shoes. Then you went to we've also tried on their dresses too. And I'm like, huh?
Oh wait, hey.
Huh? That was a Scooby-Doo.
You let that slip. Oh, you know, I was just joking. That's different.
See, this is why I don't fuck with y'all like that. I'm supposed to say
that. Oh, we gotta love it.
This is why the black community is maligned when it comes to homosexual issues.
There you go.
That talk right there.
That right there.
You the one talking about you gonna get in my ass, and I'm the one.
No, I was.
Wow.
No. See.
Oh, he just threw the mic down. He's out of here.
Oh, he dropped the mic on him.
Fuck podcast, Joe.
But hey, Mike, remember when you got at me? You probably got mad. Fuck them.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is just reminds me of being back in school and lunchtime and shooting the dozens. And sometimes cats get a little heated, but it's all love, man.
Yep.
All right.
Is Ant still there?
He better be.
All right. What? Oh, the what?
No, I'm just saying he better be. This ain't that serious.
Hey. I just
sounded like my daddy.
Oh, no. What? Well, I mean, hey, I can't help what I sound like now. No,
brothers are wound up.
Take the bass out your voice. Man. Okay. Sean Hill.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Hill Street Views. Facebook, Sean Hill and Real Movie Talk. The blog, hillstreetviews.blogspot.com. Sunday, you can find me not seeing Selma, but you can find me at brunch.
Oh, here we go again.
Black Lives Matter, Sean. Black Lives Matter.
So does brunch. So does
brunch matters. Oh, man. Q Storm.
I don't even know no more, man.
You don't know no more.
Oh.
So wow. Is it hashtag Q ain't got the answers?
Oh.
John gonna go to brunch. Had to take that first bite talking about I can't breathe.
Wow.
You're a horrible person for that one.
Good Lord.
Okay. You can find me at qstorm.com/lightningstrikes, Facebook at Michael Jones, Twitter, qstorm3476.
All right, Big Sexy Insect.
Twitter, Big Sexy Insect, and Facebook, Mark Wickens.
All right, and you can find me at Podcast Juice. Podcastjuice.net. Also Twitter at Podcast Juice and Facebook Podcast Juice. Check out our new website, podcastjuice.net. What else do we got to say? Of course, work it like a job. But yo, stay with us through the week. We got shows damn near every day, it seems. So follow us and also check us out every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. on YouTube. Podcast Juice Live. What's going down? Hey, you guys have a good evening, a good day. We'll see you next time. Peace.